USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks have been lower in early trading today because of another disappointing weekly first-time jobless claims report from the Labor Department. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the pandemic is still causing historically high job losses.
This marks the 17th straight week of elevated new jobless claims, and this is remaining at levels which previously would have been regarded really as unthinkable on a sustained basis.
A more positive economic report from the government shows that retail sales were up by 7.5%. In June. That's well above the 4.5% pickup that retail analysts had expected. The hackers who took over some high-profile Twitter accounts last night have reportedly stolen at least $116,000 with that scam. Twitter says they took control of a number of prominent user accounts by breaking into its internal systems. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants heavy support for schools in any new coronavirus relief bill. He acknowledged yesterday the heavy emphasis on education will be costly, but he said if kids are not back in school this fall, there will be job issues. In the next package, he said he's open to more direct checks as well, but added leaders made a mistake in the last bill, making it more attractive for people to stay home than to go to work. President Trump is picking up a big endorsement from a major police union, the National Association of Police Organizations, saying it is throwing its support behind Mr. Trump for re-election. The group saying it recognizes the top executives, in its words, steadfast and very public support for police on the front lines. The group represents over 1,000 police units and other associations around the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Utah is telling the U.S. Department of Commerce it will not share records to determine whether someone is a U.S. citizen. The Department of Public Safety telling KSTU-TV it's denied requests seeking driver's license and identification information, apparently in connection with the 2020 census. The city of Milwaukee is going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, even though most of the convention isn't even going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying yesterday the city will still need to provide security and logistics for the parts of the convention that will be happening in town. And some police in Minnesota have been looking at video of naked people while on duty, and it's all legal. Police operating drones to check for nude beachgoers in Golden Valley. The police department says it did start covertly enforcing nudity laws at Twin Lake, west of Theodore Worth Park there, after getting more than a dozen complaints this summer for people being naked, drinking, and engaging in other bad behavior. And NASA and European Space Agency scientists say today will show off the closest photos ever taken of the sun, shot by the solar orbiter that launched from Cape Canaveral in February. Find us online anytime. You can find us there by visiting usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.